This is KCUR 89.3. After land, equipment is typically the biggest expense for Midwest crop farmers. When times are good, people buy new, bigger, or fancier tractors and combines. But in a down economy like the current one, investments like that are almost impossible. Enter the sharing economy. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explains.
On a windy day during the massive harvest last fall, the parking lot outside Key Cooperative here in Roland, Iowa, received load after load of corn. There was no other place to put it. But on the other side of the building, giant pieces of equipment sat idle.
I'll let you in. You can sit in the driver's seat.
All right. It's quiet high above the ground in the cab of this floater, a fertilizer spreader with giant tires that help prevent the soil from getting compacted. Key Co-op's Boyd Brody says they maintain a fleet of equipment that's available for area farmers when they need it.
We're buying very expensive equipment, you know, $300,000-$400,000, you know, purchase price. And our seasonal nature of the business, when we're growing crops, we can a lot of times only operate that equipment for weeks or maybe a month or more.
It's tough for a business, whether an equipment dealer, a co-op, or a family farm, to see an asset sitting unused.
Well, we've just shared a few items, and we just put them out so we could see again how they appeared on the site. And
Brody's looking at Key's listings on a new online platform meant to tackle that very problem, machinerylink.com. It's kind of like the popular housing site Airbnb. You've got something you're not using all the time, so you make it available for someone who only needs it for a few days or weeks. Instead of a guest room or in-law apartment, we're talking about planters, combines, tractors.
The sharing opportunity is one way I think that we can reduce our costs, be more efficient, and actually try to get to a break even or some level of profit.
Machinery Link Sharing launched last fall, and the timing may be perfect. Prices for the Midwest's biggest crops have plunged, and that's hurting everyone in farm country.
You get innovative when things get tighter.
That's Iowa State University agriculture economist Chad Hart.
We're looking for ways to enhance income right now, especially in a low-margin environment.
Modern farmers rely on big-ticket machinery exactly when they need it. Your next-door neighbor probably needs the harvester at the same time you do. So an online platform expands the pool and can match up users farther afield. It's kind of like a dating site. Indeed, Machinery Link has borrowed from various Silicon Valley success stories to bring the sharing economy to agriculture, using community rules and a rating system, for example, to hold people accountable. Still, farmers have some unique concerns about sending $500,000 pieces of equipment hundreds of miles away from home. Machinery Link's Jeff Dima says the company understands those worries.
They'd want to make sure that their equipment is going to be taken care of, and we know farmers really well, so we've built a model and a platform that kind of accommodates those concerns.
Insurance, repairs, transportation. Dima says they're trying to put farmers at ease with all of it. He says in a best-case scenario, an owner could more than double the time something gets used. A combine, for instance, could start harvesting in Texas in May and travel north with the season. The owners earn rental income all the while, except when they're using it themselves. And Mark Hanna, an Iowa State University agricultural engineer, says there's another way that short-term renting or sharing equipment might help farmers.
It is a great way to test something a little bit before you actually jump in and use it.
Hanna says that something might be the latest piece of technology, but it could also be a farming practice.
You need a certain piece of equipment maybe to do that, but how does that interplay with my fertility, my pest management, that type of thing? So you can see this in practice before you make the big jump in terms of equipment investment.
As the system grows, it's likely to face unique challenges, just as Uber, Airbnb, and other tech ventures have. But as farming gets ever more dependent on new technology, a sharing system could help some farmers stay current, or simply in business. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. More information is on their website, harvestpublicmedia.org.